Hey Dwight, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you today, Jerry? How's everything in Colorado?
Oh, Dwight, Colorado really misses you. Where are you right now?
I'm currently in Coconut Creek, Florida, enjoying the Florida winter. I survived this winter.
You're such a snowbird. Nice. Running south for the winter. Well, I can tell you missed the blizzard, man. I shoveled my driveway 3 times yesterday. It was awesome.
Crazy. Well, I actually left when the blizzard was coming in, and I was kissing the snow goodbye.
Well, it's beautiful now, sun and all that sort of business. Dwight, I was thinking about it. How long have you been an MVP now?
Going on about 4 years now, so this is starting my 5th year. I got renewed in January, actually, of this month. I
Nice.
mean, yeah, what are we? February,
And
last month. Yeah.
your focus is Windows platform?
It is, yes, but we like to term ourselves as the Emerging Experiences MVP. And the Emerging Experiences deals with the realm of HoloLens, it deals with Microsoft Band, it deals with Cortana and Inc. technologies, all wrapped into one and as a part of the Windows platform development.
Also could be called all the cool technologies. All
All the
right.
cool stuff.
Emerging experiences. Oh, I like it. That's very, very cool. All right, so
So
hey, tell me what you're working on now.
That's what I was going to say. I have an emerging experience for you. It's home automating. It's automating your home utilizing Cortana, Windows 10, and all the cool features that we have with the Internet of Things connected devices that are out and about today.
All right. Walk me through it. Let me see what you got.
Sure. So what we have here is, I don't know if you can see this with the light being off. I have a LIFX system. These are some lights that you could buy at Best Buy that allow you to automate it with your phone. So what I did is I rigged it up where you can automate it with Cortana and Windows 10. So I have the light bulb and the light back there in the back. I don't know if you can
Okay.
see that.
That's
Or okay.
a Wi-Fi light bulb, basically.
It is a Wi-Fi light bulb.
Okay.
And then I have a Wemo switch. I don't know if you can see that one
Yeah,
there.
totally.
Wemo basically allows you to control the power outlets. So you could turn your outlets on and off if you want to turn the TV on, turn the coffee maker on, or whatever. You just plug one of those things up and into your wall, and then you plug the electrical outlet into it. And then again, it's Wi-Fi based, so you can control it with a program like this, Cortana.
Okay, cool. Interesting. So we got a plug, we've got a light bulb. Anything else?
I don't know if you see this one. I have a speaker system. I have the Sonos speaker system.
I
So
see, wait,
Sonos.
I see the big box. That's the big box that's under the light.
That's the big box that's under the light here. You can see that. I don't want to move it. But yes, the speaker is actually against the wall. But yes, that's the box that comes with the Sonos speaker. So
Okay.
it's a Play 5 speaker. It's a Wi-Fi speaker. So that means that it's over the network as well. And it's one of those connected things that you have in your home that you can, again, control as a developer utilizing, Windows 10 and the Windows 10 platform.
The Sonos speakers, do you speak directly to the speaker or do you talk out to its cloud, which talks back to the speaker?
I'm speaking directly to the speakers, kind
Okay.
of like how you could like select a MP3 file, right click on it and go send to speaker. I'm doing the same thing, but I'm doing it programmatically. So you can directly talk straight to the speaker. It doesn't really go up and outside like the lights and the Wemo switches do.
Okay. All right, that's cool. I like that. And what do,
Yeah.
all right, so we've got a pretty good setup here. We've got our light, we've got our switch, we've got speakers going on. I know you're going to use Cortana. What are we going to do?
So this is what's interesting about it. So we have a Windows 10 app that has absolutely no screen. It's blank. It's just the app. And the reason why it's blank is because all the real stuff happens on the back end, and it happens with the integration of Cortana. So Cortana is the engine that's pretty much running this, right? So we just have our app. We have it plugged in with some commands that you see here that we'll talk about shortly. And as it's plugged in with Cortana, you could talk to Cortana, and it'll literally run whatever code that you tell it to on the back end with these commands. So you want to see me give it a try?
Wait, now, let's see. You want to share your screen, maybe?
Oh, maybe. Otherwise, you can't see anything, right? Sure thing. So let me share my screen and let's go ahead and start the sharing. And so here are the
Okay.
commands that we'll talk about in a minute. So let's go ahead and get started. So let's say, hey, Cortana. Home automation, turn on office lights.
slides. Please wait.
Uh-huh. So if you could see.
Yeah, I could see you.
In about 5 seconds or so, because I have a 5-second delay, you'll see the lights slowly come in and dim in. I have it set to green right now, so I don't know. Maybe we want to change the color. Hey, Cortana. Uh-oh. Hey, Cortana. Home automation. Change office lights to red.
Sure thing. Changing light colors.
So you hear Cortana doing this thing, and then again in about 5 seconds, you'll start to see that fade to a reddish color.
Oh, yeah. I already see it, man. Yeah. That is cool. It's like a discotheque.
Discotheque. Well, that's good. So let's play some music to go.
Yeah, that's what we want next.
Hey, Cortana. Hey, Cortana. Home automation. Play artist Shanshat on basement.
Well, ooh, you got to watch your language.
Thinks I'm cursing, but I'm really not. Honestly, there is an artist called Shanshat. It probably can't figure it out, but let's
Something's not right.
Oh, let's try this.
Try again in a little bit.
That's all right.
Hey, Cortana. Oh, we got to wait for it to clear. I'll just hit the microphone. Home automation. Play artist Shanshat on basement.
Mortician's Shack.
If I had a song like that, it might actually play
that
song.
All right, I like that artist.
She figured it out. That's incredible.
Okay, I don't like that song. And it actually did go straight to Sonos and start playing the artist. So,
awesome. So you could turn your lights on, you could change your light color, you can play the music that you're thinking of. It goes through your catalog of music, right? That's how that's working.
Exactly.
The whole thing. Now, all of these things can do this. You're bringing it all together in this home automation app. That's what you've called it. In fact, when you say home automation to Cortana, that's just a moniker so she knows to send the next part of the command to your application.
Exactly. And that's this screen that we see here. That's the code behind. So here we have a command file, and it's an XML-based file that allows you to create what those tokens are. So one of the tokens is turning off the lights. So basically, when you say turn off, and then here is the destination. So if you have light bulbs in your office and upstairs in the master bedroom or in the living room or in the kitchen even, right? If you have these different light bulbs placed throughout, it'll go and find those lights and then turn those lights on at that destination. And then you can now say...
No, wait. Let's stay there for a second because this is awesome. All right, so there is the destination. Show me where destination is defined further down in the page.
Sure thing. So if we scroll down here... We have a phrase list of destinations somewhere. Oh, there they are.
So this is almost like an enum, you know, where you say destination. You're defining it here as a phrase list. But these are the, in this case, seven things that you're listening for. So if you were to say one extra one, like the backyard, it wouldn't happen because it's not a member of this list.
Correct.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, there certainly is a way to listen for just anything, but this is the way it is here because we've structured our house and we know how our house is laid out.
Exactly. And we know if we have an office and a loft and, you know, what are different particular rooms in. And you can give them names. Like my daughter's room, her name is Tia, so we actually have a light bulb. She actually has three because she's special. So Tia has three light bulbs up in her room, and she changes her color all the time going into the room saying, I feel like red today.
Right, oh. Nice.
That kind of takes me into another topic that we could do in another time, which is what if we use the Kinect to take a look at your face and, you know, recognize the emotions of your face and change the light and the emotions of your face.
Yeah, because you can understand it attempts to get sentiment or temperament, right? What my facial feature is trying to say. I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm whatever. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I guess if I'm sad, you turn everything blue. Oh my gosh, I'm really sad.
Exactly.
All right, take us back up to the command. I just wanted to see this phrase list.
Sure thing, sure thing. So that was basically the ability to turn the lights on and turn the lights off. Here's the example of turning them off. And then for changing the colors, it's the same type of design, right? You can say, notice here, you can say on or before your phrase, the app name. Mm-hmm. And the app name is Home Automation. So that's why when I say Home Automation, that's that built-in app name. That's how Cortana knows, all right, use the commands from my app as opposed to commands from some other app that may be installed on the system.
Right, right. And I so I see the little squirrely brackets that you're using for destination and color both because they're defined below as phrase lists. Light, however, is in square brackets. That means something else.
Yeah, good. Good recognition there. So yes, so when you have the square brackets, that's this idea of it's optional. Uh-huh. So the speech could be change office to blue or change office lights to the color red or things like that. So any different type of combination that you might feel, you could use here and put in that vernacular in that speech phrase. But here's one more on top of this. So there's only so many of these options that you can use here, right? Wouldn't it be cool if, and here's the part of the emerging experiences stuff that I just love talking about. Wouldn't it be cool if as more and more users and members of your family use this app, it learns their vernacular and learns their slang and learns their speech?
Yeah, totally.
Well, you can do that. Project Oxford has this program called Lewis, which is a language understanding intelligence service, which allows you to plug that piece in here. So the idea would be you have one speech, and then you send it up to Lewis, and it can give you back a set of probabilities of what they potentially said and recognize that you really meant turn the lights on.
Oh, awesome.
If that makes sense.
Wow. Yeah. That is incredible. Now, Project Lewis is currently in closed beta, though, private beta, right?
So it's in closed beta. Yes.
Yeah, so, we know it's coming, but right now it's not just for anybody to go dabble in. But that's going to be a round trip, right? So Lewis means I go out to the cloud, it processes with machine learning. What I just said comes back and says, I think it's this command. How much of this can be done offline?
From Lewis?
No, that's from the way you have it today, right there.
Well, I think you just have, and you might be able to correct me if I'm wrong here. I think you have the ability of putting optional values inside of here, and then you could code it yourself. I mean, you could write your own machine learning algorithm.
Gosh. Well, that's not what I meant. That's good.
but
in order to use Cortana at all, if your Wi-Fi's not up, it's not going to work no matter what, because it still is relying on the cloud to do a lot of processing today.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
As a matter of fact, Cortana, the engine, uses the Lewis engine. That's how it's learning all the stuff. As you speak into Cortana, it's using that same engine to learn the vernaculars and how you speak. So you know when you go into the settings of Cortana and you go in and it says things like, hey, I can learn your voice. Do you want me to understand, hey, Cortana, based off of me learning your voice or based off of anybody saying it? And if you select based off of you learning your voice, it's actually using the engine from Lewis, if I remember correctly. Those
That's
guys
awesome.
Told us that.
Now, tell me the truth. Right then, when you said, hey, Cortana, did you pause because you knew it turned on if you said it? I was thinking about it just now. I'm like, is mine going to turn on just saying it back to you? She's always listening. She's always listening, man. You can't.
She's always listening.
All right, so this – once this happens, this gets passed to your application like a startup parameter. So you get arguments in the startup or either launched or your activated event, and you get these arguments, and they include which command they said and then whatever all those variables are as well, so you can act on them as well. That's pretty cool. That's very cool.
Correct. And this red color is getting to me. Hey, Cortana. Of course, it's not going to work.
She likes red.
Hey, Cortana. You like red, don't you? Because you don't want to change. Okay. Home automation. Change office colors to green. I think I said that completely wrong.
Well, let's see. Maybe she's going to do great.
No, it's
still not without office, yeah.
Yeah, so I have to say, so notice there, I said it completely wrong. And when you do say it wrong, it actually goes out and does a search to try and figure out what you were talking about. So I have Internet Explorer being pulled up on my other screen here saying, hey, I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you meant this. So I actually have to read it pretty close to this. So I have to say change office lights to red.
Now, it's important to point out here, you have two listen fors right here, but you could have 20. You know, if you're like, okay, there's really a lot of variations, but I think I can boil it into 20 different ways people can say it. You could just add those as many as you need, and they're not going to be cumbersome because they're going to be unique to your app. They only fire up to home automation. Then it starts listening.
Exactly.
For those. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, one other piece we didn't really talk about is the feedback that we have here and some other extra pieces that you have with Cortana. Maybe it'll work for me this time. Hey, Cortana. Home automation, change office lights to green.
Nice.
Okay, changing light colors.
So, okay, changing light colors. When Cortana said that, that's a part of the feedback that we have. And we can have different forms of feedback, either here that's hard-coded, changing light colors,
yeah.
Or in the app itself, you can dynamically, you know, read in phrases and change the feedback. And another thing that it gives you, Cortana does, it gives you this ability to have kind of like this conversational piece to it where, you know, let's say that, you know, you tell Cortana to change the office lights to green and you have multiple offices because maybe you have, you know, you're like
home office. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Right? And so, and in that case, it may, you know, Cortana can ask you if you have multiple offices, which office are you talking about, right? So it can actually give you, ask you back a question, and then you can, you know, answer back, oh, the office in Colorado or the office in Florida, right? So you do have this little conversational piece that you could build with Cortana as well.
That's nice. Very few developers add that extra step where you can start asking questions back to clarify what you're doing. And for example, if you said change color to chartreuse, and since that's not in your list, she'll list out those for you. That's where you're headed. It goes back to that enum. If you don't if you don't meet that enum, she'll, or it's not an enum, but if treats it like one, then she'll list those off. Yeah, that's really, really great.
Exactly.
Okay, this is cool and easier than you might think as well, right? Because all I have to do is have this commands XML file and register it when my application starts. And now I notice that when you call yours, your application is launched. But with Windows 10, you had the option now, right? Where you, and that the reason it's launched is because of Navigate. That on line 29 there, where you have Navigate, that's basically saying launch my app and pass me the args. But you could also have, I forget what the other keyword is there, where it launches a background task.
I know it's a background service is what you create, but I think it is well.
Yeah, but that allows you to not have a UI. So you can basically say something to Cortana. She executes and no UI launches, but she still runs all your code in the background. Pretty cool stuff.
Another cool thing about Cortana is that let's say your UI is not all that major or big. You could actually add a little block of UI that shows here as well. So, you know, if you had like this home automation and you had like maybe an equalizer playing your music, right? You could probably just click on the equalizer and it'll, you know, even though it's just HTML tags, but still the idea is that you could click on it and then that clicking launches you into an action in the application as well.
Yeah. So then instead of having an app that's your UI, Cortana really is your UI, right? That's
pretty
cool.
Exactly.
Hey, I just woke her up right here. She says, really is your UI. That's terrific. She's always listening, man. Always. Pretty cool stuff. Man, you got a lot of carry-on baggage for when you come home, man. No doubt about it.
Tell my wife that. She's like, hey, I have no place for my bags.
Nice. Hey, Dwight, thanks for showing me this. This was really cool.
Yes.
I'll talk to you again.
All right. Speak to you soon.
Do you have a demo that you'd like to share? Send a note to Demo of the Day. That's DOTD @Microsoft.com.